Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
Let's read a few scriptures.
我们一同来读几处的经文。
The Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Now, Hebrews chapter 9,
希伯来书第九章。
Verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节读到第九节。
第五节。
第五节，对不起。
Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinance of divine service and earthly sanctuary, for a tabernacle was prepared, the first part in which was the lampstand.The table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary, and behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, or holy of holies, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pots that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of covenant. And above it were the cherubim.Of glory, overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail.
希伯来书第九章第一节到第五节，原来前约有礼拜的条例和属世界的圣幕，因为有预备的帐幕，头一层叫做圣所，里面有灯台、桌子和陈设饼。第二幔子后又有一层帐幕，叫做至圣所。有金香炉，有包金的约柜，柜里有陈马拿的金冠和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块约板。柜上面有荣耀基路伯的影，照着施恩座。这几件我现在不能一一细说。
So these few verses, in chapter 9, those few verses, gives the items in the.Holy place and the Holy of Holies.
在第九章前面的这几节经文里面，把在圣所和至圣所里面的物件说了一下。
Now, chapter 10, verse 1.
第十章第一节。
For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year,Make those who approach perfect.
律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。
Now here, the author of the Hebrews book says that there is something called the shadow, and then there is something called the image, a very image of the things.
在希伯来书，他作者他在这里。说到有一些事情是称作影儿，但是也有是那本物的真相。
So these items that we have read in the beginning of chapter 9, those are the shadows of the real things.
所以我们在第九章开头几节里面看见的那些物件，不过是那本物真相的影儿。
And then there is this thing called the very image of the things.
还有这样。这件事情称作那本物的真相。
Yeah. And then, let's go to chapter 10, verse 5 to 7.
第十章第五节到第七节。
It's talking about Lord Jesus.
这里讲到我们的主耶稣。
Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me.In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you have no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the volume of the books, it's written for me to do your will, O God.
第十章第五节，所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Let's bow down, have a word of prayer.
我们好不好低头再有一点祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we really thank you we have this opportunity to gather before you.
我们亲爱的天父，我们实在感谢你给我们这次机会一同聚集在你面前。
Lord, every time we look at this matter of your tabernacle, we really marvel at your wisdom.
主啊，每次我们来看关乎你会幕的这件事情，我们就稀奇你的智慧。
And your heart and your mind.
而且你的心意和你的意念。
And the wonder you have done.
还有你所完成奇妙的作为。
And the most wonderful thing is you have sent down your son.
最奇妙的就是你打发你的儿子来。
Who makes it possible for us to understand your tabernacle.
他使我们能够明白会幕的意义。
So Lord, this afternoon, we pray that your spirit be with us.
所以主啊，我们向你祷告，今天晚上，今天下午，愿你的灵与我们同在。
And open our eyes to see the wonder of your tabernacle and the real meaning of it, your Son, our Lord Jesus.
开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看见会幕的奇妙和它真实的意义，都在你的儿子，我们主耶稣基督里。
May all the honor and glory be to you.
愿所有的尊贵荣耀都归给你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, we already heard two sessions last night and this morning concerning this tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹们，从昨天晚上到今天早晨，我们听见关乎会幕的两次的交通。
What's assigned to me this time is to talk about the realization of the tabernacle in the New Testament time.
这一次我所承受的托付乃是要讲到会幕在新约里面实际的成就。
So last night, our brother Dana has shown us that the heavenly nature, that this is the true tabernacle, is pitched by God, not by man.
昨天晚上我们康登弟兄向我们交通到这个会真帐幕，它乃是天上的本物。
And this morning our brother has shown us the original intent of the Lord, of Lord God on this tabernacle.
今天早晨我们弟兄向我们交通到，我们的主在会幕里面他真实的心意是什么。
Those are revelation.
这些都是启示。
And what's assigned to me is talk about realization.
我所受的托付乃是讲到它的实化，它的实现。
So I will have to give you, brothers and sisters, some facts.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我要给大家一些的事实。
And so this session I will talk about our Lord Jesus, the Word becoming flesh, tabernacle among us.
所以在这一堂里面，我要和弟兄姊妹交通到，我们的主耶稣基督就是道成了肉身，支搭帐幕在我们的中间。
So the original idea of God of this tabernacle, when Lord Jesus came, He fulfilled it.
在神心中原初对于会幕的那个意念，当主耶稣来到地上的时候就应验了。
He made it real to us.
他向我们把它实现。
He made it possible for us to understand.
他让我们每一个人都能够明白。
He made it possible for us to get in.
他使我们每一个人都能够进入。
And tomorrow, I would like to share with brothers and sisters another aspect of this.
明天我要和弟兄姊妹们交通到这一件事的另一面。
It has to do with the church.
那是与教会有关的。
Because the Lord Jesus said,
因为我们主说到，主耶稣说，
Tear down this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
你们将这殿拆毁，三日之内我要把它建造起来。
So it has to do with God is going to live among us as His church.
所以这里是与神要在他的教会中与人同在有关系。
So today we just want to share on Lord Jesus Himself being the tabernacle to us.
所以今天我要和弟兄姊妹交通到我们的主耶稣基督自己就是那会幕。
Now, when we hear what Brother Wang said this morning,
当我们听见王弟兄今天早晨所交通的
you know, I would summarize three things that has to do with this, with what we are going to say.
我把它总结在三件事情上跟今天下午我要交通的有关的。
Yeah, one thing is that is God wants to dwell among men.
第一件就是神他有一个意愿要与人同住。
And this is in Exodus chapter 25 verse 8, which our brother mentioned.
这是在出埃及记二十五章第八节，我们弟兄早晨已经提过了。
And the second thing is God wants to talk to us in the tabernacle.
第二件事情乃是在会幕中神要向我们说话。
To speak to us, yes.
他要向我们说话。
And at the ark.
在约柜上。
Yeah.So this is the second thing.
这是第二件事。
Now there's a third thing.
第三件事。
So the Lord God wants to walk among us.
我们的主要与我们同行，行走在我们中间。
Now this is in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26.
这记载在利未记二十六章。
Now he says he wants to be our God and he wants us to be his people.
他在那里说到，他要做我们的神。我们要做他的子民。
So the first two things says that he wants to dwell, he wants to speak.
所以第一件事他说到的就是他要与我们同住，他要向我们说话。
But the third thing he says he wants us to be something.
但第三件事情他要我们成为一他要的光景。
He wants us to be his people.
他要我们成为他的子民。
And not only that, he wants us to be his treasured possession.
不仅如此，他要我们成为他心中的宝贝、珍宝。
Yes, treasure possession
是成为他自己珍贵的产业。
So these are the things that Lord wants.
这是主所要的。
Now, in the Old Testament time,
在旧约时代
，when we look at the Old Testament history,
我们看旧约历史的时候
，so oftentimes Israelites fail.
许多时候我们看见以色列人失败了。
But God's tabernacle is in the heart of people who love Him.
但是神的会幕乃是在那些爱神子民的心中。
There are kings.
在他们的王里面。
They were prophets.
他们也可能是先知，可能是君王。
And they were the remnants of people.
他们也是那些渔民。
For example, we see Joshua.
举个例子来说，像约书亚。
And at the time of the wilderness.
在旷野的时日
，Joshua loved to stay in the tent of meeting.
约书亚他喜欢停留在会幕中
，alone with God.
他单独的与神同在。
Somehow the God's tabernacle, the idea of God's tabernacle grasped him.
不知道怎么搞的，我们看见神的会幕这件事情呢，这个意念抓住了他。
He treasured the presence of the Lord.
所以他宝贵主的同在。
And then later we see the story of Samuel.
我们在接下去就看见撒母耳。
And Samuel is really, his life is connected with this tabernacle.
我们看见撒母耳的一生呢，都与会幕相连。
He grew up in the so-called house of God.
他在神的家中长大的。
And that's the tabernacle.
那就是会幕。
That's where Eli and his sons lived and served.
那是以利和他两个儿子在那里生活、居住和侍奉的地方。
It was very painful for Samuel.
对撒母耳来讲，那是非常痛苦的事情。
But when he grew up,
当他长大以后
he made his life'smission to restore the spiritual reality.
他把他一生的目标就是为了要恢复 会幕那属灵的实际。
Yes, the spiritual reality of the tabernacle service.
就是在会幕中那侍奉的属灵的实际。
Now he said one thing that stick in our heart.
他说了一句话，一直留在我们的心中。
And he said, to obey is better than sacrifice.
他说顺服。听命胜于献祭。
And to hearken is better than the fat of the ram.
顺服胜过公羊的脂油。
He's not interested in formality.
他对于外面的形式一点兴趣都没有。
He's interested in spiritual reality.
他真正的兴趣乃是在属灵的实际。
He really touched the heart of the Lord.
那真正摸到了神的心。
He wants to listen to the Lord.
他要听主的话。
And he wants to obey.
他要顺服主。
And thank the Lord, later we have David.
感谢主，接下去我们看见大卫。
And David loved God.
大卫爱神。
He wants to build a house for God.
他要为神建造居所。
And God did not allow him.
但是神却不许可他。
And yet he so happily prepared everything for the house.
但是他仍然非常喜乐地为着神的家预备材料。
And not only he did it,
不仅他自己这样做。
Not only he got the pattern of the house of God,
不仅他得着了神家的那个样式，
and even the location of it,
甚至那个建造的地基，
he prepared all these material,
他也
预备
为着圣殿预备了所有的材料。
And not only he did it, he actually motivated all the people in Israel to do it.
不仅他自己这样做了，并且他鼓舞所有以色列百姓都如此行。
When his son Solomon became king.
当所罗门他的儿子做了王。
And Solomon was once was the, when he was young, he was doing this sacrifice at this big place in Gibeon.
当所罗门年轻的时候，他在基遍那个地方献大祭。
Yes, but then that night the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
但是那一天晚上，主在梦中向他显现。
And then he went back to the ark.
他回到约柜那里。
Yes, and then he offered sacrifices there.
他就在那里献祭。
Solomon has great insight of what house of God is.
所罗门对于神家所事的有极深的认识。
He said, the Lord, even the heavens or the heaven of the heavens is not big enough for the Lord to live.
他祷告说，天和天上的诸天都不够我们神来居住的。
And then this place where I build is not worthy for him to live.
我所建造的这殿岂配让神来居住呢？
Yet his name will be here.
然而他要将他的名安置在这里。
And his eyes will be here.
他的眼目要定在其上。
And his ears will be here.
他的耳朵要倾听其中。
And then the Lord answered.
所以主回答回应他的祷告。
He said, my heart will be here too.
主回答说，我的心也要摆在其中。
So this is the place where people can pray to the Lord.
这是所有人能够向主祷告的地方。
And another great insight of Solomon.
所罗门另外一个极深的认识。
Solomon says, Lord, this is the place even the foreigners will pray to you.
他说，这是一个地方，就是连外邦人都可以到这里来向你祷告。
So that they can fear you.
所以他们可以感觉到你，可以敬畏你。
Yeah, and they can love you.
他们可以爱你。
So this is Solomon's insight.
这是所罗门的认识。
Many, many years later.
许多年之后。
We know that in the Old Testament time, the Israelites' spiritual condition just slide.
我们知道许多年之后，以色列人属灵的光景倒退了。
But years later.
但是几年之后。
Lord Jesus came.
主耶稣来了。
Now, we just read, this is Word became flesh, tabernacle among us.
我们刚刚才读过的，道成了肉身，支搭帐幕在我们中间。
And full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，In this sentence, Word become flesh, tabernacle among us. This is revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，这句话说到道成了肉身。支搭帐幕在我们中间，这是一个启示。
And then he said, we have beheld his glory. 然后他 glory as the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth.
然后他说，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父怀中独生子的荣光。
Brothers and sisters, this is his test. This is John's testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，这乃是约翰的见证。
Last night and this morning.
昨天晚上和今天早晨。
Our brothers talk about this.Revelation.
我们弟兄们讲到启示。
Indeed, Brother Dana mentioned the tabernacle that Christ Jesus being the real tabernacle. This is before this creation.
确实，我们的弟兄康登他讲到，主耶稣基督就是那真帐幕，那是在创立世界以前就有的。
Yes, this is from the very, very beginning.
在太初之前。
And we also know that in the tabernacle there's this thing, there's this altar.
在我们都知道在会幕里面有祭坛。
And our brother Wang this morning talks about this altar.
王弟兄今天早晨讲到祭坛这件事。
An altar is where sin offering and burn offering were offered.
祭坛乃是在那里献赎罪祭和燔祭的地方。
Now the Revelation chapter 13 verse 8.
在启示录第十三章第八节里面讲到。
It says the lamb which has been slain from the foundation of the earth.
在那里说到在创立世界以前就被杀的羔羊。
So God's idea of tabernacle is way, way before Exodus.
所以神对于会幕的意念呢是远超过远在出埃及记之前。
Nothing can actually express his thought.
没有一件事情能够适当的来表达他的意念。
Matters cannot express his thought.
地上的物件不能够完全表达他的意念。
It turned out only one, his own son, can express his thought.
只有一位，就是他的独生子，能够把他的意念丰满的表达出来。
And that is even before Exodus.
那是在出埃及记之前极早的时候。
But the wonder is this.
但是所稀奇的乃是。
When Lord Jesus came.
当主耶稣来的时候。
Now all these, the idea, the meaning of the tabernacle became real in him.
在会幕中所有事物的意义在耶稣的身上都变成真实。
Now there are people he saw it.
他所寻找的那些人们。
There are people who have seen this.
有些人他们看见了。
So when Apostle John saw this.
所以使徒约翰他是看见的人。
Now he wrote, Apostle John wrote the Gospel of John when he was 90 some years old.
使徒约翰写约翰福音的时候他已经九十几岁了。
So this tabernacle being Lord Jesus Christ is not only a revelation, but to him is an observation.
所以我们看见了会幕就是我们主耶稣基督不仅对他来讲是他所观察看见的并且已经成为他实际的经历了。
Yes, it is his experience.
那是他的经历。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
when we come to see this matter of the tabernacle,
当我们来看会幕这件事情
when we understand the relationship between the items and our Lord Jesus,
当我们看见会幕里面各样物件和我们主耶稣之间的关系的时候
May the Lord, may the Holy Spirit stir our heart.
愿圣灵我们的主来激动我们的心
That we can experience this thing just as Apostle John experienced this.
好叫我们能够经历他正如同使徒约翰所经历的一样
So when John says we have beheld his glory.
所以当约翰说到我们看见他的荣光
and as the glory of the only begotten Son
正是父怀中独生子的荣光
full of grace and truth
充充满满的有恩典有真理
Brothers and sisters, this is for you and me to experience
弟兄姊妹们这是为着我们来经历的
We have to experience this. We have to be able to tell other people that indeed the Lord Jesus came full of grace and truth.
我们必须要经历，好使我们能够告诉别人说，耶稣基督里面充充满满的有恩典有真理。
That these items in the tabernacle,
在 会幕里面的这些物件
really is he. Really is the Lord Jesus.
实际上就是主耶稣。
So I would like to go from the outside to the inside of the tabernacle.
所以我要带大家从会幕的外面进到里面。
And I just want to show brothers and sisters how we can experience it.
我要和大家一起交通到我们如何能够经历我们的。
And put it the other way, how people over the generation have experienced it.
或者用另外一个说法来讲，历世历代人们是如何经历主耶稣的。
Now I will pass this altar.
我要越过祭坛。
Because our brothers already mentioned it.
因为我们的弟兄已经交通了。
I just want to say one thing.
我只要说一件事情。
Every Sunday we come to the Lord's table.
每一个主日我们来到主的桌子跟前。
What do we observe?
我们在那里看见什么呢?
We observe the Lord Jesus is that sin offering.
我们在那里守什么呢? 守我们的主耶稣是我们的赎罪祭。
Yeah, we see that. We see that he became a sin offering for us.
我们看见他是为我们所献上的赎罪祭。
And also about this burnt offering.
并且我们也看见他就是燔祭。
Yeah, oftentimes we want to serve the Lord.
许多时候我们要侍奉主。
We actually want to offer ourselves a living sacrifice.
我们愿意把自己的身体当作活祭献上。
We wanted to be a bond slave.
我们愿意做主的奴仆。
But we don't know how.
但是我们却不知道如何做。
We are full of baggage.
我们身上背着各样的包袱。
Now here is Lord Jesus.
在这里我们看见主耶稣。
All we have to do is to look at him.
我们所需要做的就是注视他。
And then we will be willing to say that we want to offer ourselves a living sacrifice.
然后我们就甘心情愿地说我把我自己献上当作活祭。
You know, this laver, brazen laver,
这个洗濯盆。
At that time,
铜的洗濯盆。
The priests they wash their hands before they go in.
在旧约时代，祭司们在那里洗濯自己。
But today, Lord, brothers and sisters,
但是今天弟兄姊妹们
，The Lord Jesus has done something.
主耶稣已经做成了一些事情。
He's telling us.
他告诉我们。
It is he is actually sanctifying his church with the water, and using the water and with the word.
他用水借着道将他的教会洗得洁净。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So how do we get ourselves purified?
我们怎么样能够洁净自己呢
？Now according to Apostle Paul.
借着保罗来说。
The Lord Jesus.
主耶稣
yeah, he wants to sanctify his church.
他要洗净他的教会。
And he used water, which means his life.
他用水，那就是他的生命。
And the word, which means his word.
我们看见他用他的话语。
Brothers and sisters, this is so real to us.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们来讲是如此的真实。
Now, this is the, and then we go inside into the holy place.
然后我们就进到圣所里。
Now, if you go in on the right-hand side, is this showbread?
如果我们进到圣所，在右边你就看见陈设饼。
Yes, and last night our brother Dana mentioned that it symbolizes a fellowship.
昨天晚上，康登弟兄向我们交通到，他象征着我们与主的交通。
And this morning, our brother Wong told us that actually we have the food and we grow.
今天早晨王弟兄告诉我们这是生命的粮我们吃了就成长。
Brothers and sisters, this is all very, very true.
弟兄姊妹们这都是非常的真实。
We can experience it.
我们可以经历它。
Oftentimes we have love feast.
许多时候我们有爱宴。
And sometimes at brothers and sisters home, sometimes at the church.
有的时候是在弟兄姊妹的家有的时候在聚会的地方。
Love feast means to eat.
爱宴就是我们一同吃喝。
But after you leave the love feast,
当我们离开爱宴之后
you don't have any connection with the Lord.
我们若是和主之间没有任何的连接
that would be such a disappointment.
那是何等令人失望的事情。
Now at the love feast,
在爱宴的中间
if the food is very, very simple,
如果那个食物是很简单的
，But if the Lord is there，
但是若主在那里
，That's all we need，
那是我们唯一所需要的。
You go away happy，
你回去你会快快乐乐回去。
So this is something we can experience，
这是我们可以经历的。
Laodicea， the church in Laodicea，
在老底家的教会
，They closed their door toward the Lord，
他们向着主关了他们的门。
The Lord has a knock。
所以主在门外叩门。
Why he wants to knock？
为什么他叩门呢
？He wants to come in。
因为他要进来。
He come to sup with you。
他要与我们一同坐席。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们。
To sup is to eat。
一同坐席就是一同吃喝。
To sup is also fellowship。
这个吃喝乃是交通。
So brothers and sisters is very very real。
弟兄姊妹们，这岂不是非常真实的吗
？Showbread。
我们讲到那就是陈设饼。
If weTurn out to our left.
如果我们到会圣所的左边
，and then you see this lampstand.
我们就看见了金灯台。
This lampstand is very heavy.
灯台非常的沉重
，and 70 pounds.
有70磅那么重
，and it's very very beautiful.
是非常的美丽。
Now the important thing is this.
最重要的乃是。
Our brother Wang said this morning.
今天早晨王弟兄告诉我们。
The holy place actually is very very dark.
圣所里面实际上是非常的黑暗的。
The natural light cannot come in.
因为外面天然的光进不来。
That's the design of it.
那是神的设计。
And yet there's this lampstand.
然而在这里有灯台。
The lampstand gives light.
灯台发光。
And that light is the only light used in the holy place.
那个光乃是在圣所里面唯一所用的光。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，This is very, very practical for us today.
这对我们今天而言是非常的实际的。
Today at the church,
今天在教会中
，Where is the light?
哪里有光呢
？Is the light our natural smartness?
是我们天然聪明的光吗
？Or this is how the world does things?
或者是我们把世界做事的方法带进来，那就是光吗
？Or there's none of this.
这一切都不是的。
The only light，
唯一的光
，in the church，
在教会中
，is Lord Jesus Himself，
乃是我们主耶稣他自己。
Anytime we deviate from that，
任何时候我们从这里偏离出去
，we get into trouble，
我们立刻遭遇麻烦。
This is our experience，
这都是我们的经验。
And then this lampstand，
然后这个灯台。
Is one piece of gold, pure gold.
它是从一块金金锤出来的。
There's no joint.
它里面没有彼此的连接的地方。
There's no patch up.
也没有修补的地方。
It's a beaten work.
是锤出来的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
In the world, you don't. If you want to see a group of people,
在世界上，若是你要看一群人
，and you say that they serve the Lord,
你说他们在侍奉主。
You don't see this. You don't see a one piece of gold.
我们看不见是一块金金。
And nothing, no impurities.
在里面是没有一点杂质。
Only in the church.
只有在教会中。
In the right condition of the church.
在教会正常光景中。
Remember, in the church, it is Christ who the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
教会真正的意义乃是基督。在教会中是一切，又充满一切。
So that golden lampstand.
所以那个金灯台。
Now if we in His church, we are in the right condition.
若是我们在教会正常的光景中。
Let Him, let the Lord Jesus fill each one of us.
愿我们的主耶稣充满我们每一个人。
And let the Lord Jesus fill everything we do.
愿主耶稣充满我们所做的每一件事情。
And that's the picture of this pure gold.
在这
this lampstand.
那就是我们看见这个金金所锤出来金灯台的那一幅图画。
So this is very very practical.
所以这是非常实际的。
And then the oil that goes into the lampstand.
然后在灯台里面的油。
It says it is the pure olive oil from the Israelites.
在这里他告诉我们说。乃是从以色列人中他们那个橄榄所榨出来的青橄榄油。
Yes, it's not just for the from the priest.
不是仅仅从祭司来的。
It's from the people.
乃是从所有的百姓来的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们。
It is the picture of you and me.
这乃是 你和我的一幅图画。
And when the Holy Spirit works in us,
当圣灵在我们中里面做工的时候
yeah, so that purify us,
那个就洁净我们。
So that the life of Christ is in us.
所以我们看见基督的生命在我们里面。
By the work of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的工作。
And then it becomes the source.Of the fuel that goes into the light.
那个生命就成为进放在灯台里面点灯用的油。
Now, the another thing in the holy place.
在圣所里面的另一件事情
is the golden incense altar.
乃是金香坛。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
it means prayer.
在这里告诉我们。它的意义乃是祷告。
Yeah, this we can see from the New Testament.
这我们在旧新约中可以看见。
But our experience is this.
我们的经验乃是这样。
Without Lord Jesus teaching us to pray.
若是没有我们主耶稣教导我们如何祷告。
We don't really know how to pray.
我们真的不会祷告。
We will pray, Lord, give me this, give me that.
我们会这样祷告说，主啊，给我这个，给我那个。
But the Lord says,The Lord Jesus teach us to pray.
但是主耶稣教导我们如何祷告。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Thy will be done.
愿你的旨意。
On earth as in heaven.
行在地上如同行在天上。
Now, we sometimes when we pray, we want pray to the, for other people to see.
有的时候我们祷告的时候是盼望别人能够看见我们。
But the Lord Jesus said.
但是主耶稣说
you know, go enter into an inner house, inner room.
你们要进到内室去祷告。
Close the door,
关上门。
And pray to your Father who is in secret.
祷告你们在暗中的父。
And then when we are in trouble, when we are doing things, we feel too much burden.
当我们遇见难处，我们做一些事情，我们感觉有重担的时候。
And then we pray to God, say, Oh Lord, take away my burden.
我们向神祷告说，主啊，求你把这个重担挪去。
But the Lord Jesus did it differently.
但是我们的主却是。用不同的方法。
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
在科西马尼园中
，Not my will, but Thy will be done.
他祷告说：“不要照我的意思，愿你的旨意成就。”
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，How many times when we serve the Lord?
许多时候我们侍奉主的
the going is pretty rough.
我们看见外面的环境很艰难。
It's very very hard.
非常的困难。
And how many times is this what the Lord's prayer?Not my will, but Thy will be done, have upheld us.
我们有多少时候像主耶稣那样祷告说，只是不要照我的意思，愿你的旨意成就。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
it is Lord Jesus who taught us to pray.
我们的主耶稣教导我们如何祷告。
Now, when we enter into the Holy of Holies,
当我们进到至圣所的时候
there are four things.
有四件物件
I'm sorry, there's one thing, this is the ark.
其实一件事就是约柜。
Yeah, and there are four things that were mentioned about in the ark.
关于约柜，在其中有四件事情被提起。
I just mentioned these four things.
我要在这里提到这四个物件。
One thing is the commandments, Ten Commandments.
第一件乃是在石板上的十诫。
Yeah, and the second thing is the container of the manna.
第二个就是盛玛拿的金罐。
And the third thing is the Aaron's rod that budded.
第三件就是亚伦发过芽的杖。
And the fourth thing is the mercy seat.
第四乃是施恩座。
Yeah. And also there are cherubs.
在施恩座上有基路伯的影。
But I'm only going to mention the first four things.
我在这里只提这开头的四件事情。
Ten commandments.
十诫。
That's the heart of the Lord.
那是我们主的心意。
About inside the tabernacle.
就是在整个会幕里面该有的光景。
Now, the Lord God, He said, put the Ten Commandments there.
主我们的神告诉摩西说，要把这十条诫命放在其中。
Brothers and sisters, Ten Commandments.The commandments, the if you really read it, it's what the Lord says about Himself.
若是我们仔细的去读十条诫命的话，我们看见那乃是我们的主讲到他自己。
Yes, like God talking about Himself.
神讲到他自己。
Yeah, and
He also talks about his relationship with us.
他也在十条诫命中讲到他与我们的关系。
And our relationship with each other.
还有我们彼此之间的关系。
So this is the truth once for all he gave to his people.
这是他一次到永远所赐给他百姓的那个真理。
Now, we all know, we can very easily to see that this is truth.
我们很容易看见这些是真实的，是真理。
But it's a little hard to see this as grace.
但是对我们来讲，要我们看见这是恩典是比较困难的。
But, Moses,
摩西
who actually was the one who received the Ten Commandments from the Lord.
他乃是实际的从主那里领受这十条诫命的那一个人。
And he also shepherded Israelites for these 40 years.
他也牧养以色列百姓有四十年之久。
And when he reflect,
当他回想的时候
，now he put this the law in a different light.
他把
as we see it,
他把这个律法呢，把他在讲的时候和我们的看法是不一样的。
Now in Deuteronomy chapter 33,
在生命记第三十三章
，verse 2 and 3,
第二节第三节
，and he says Jehovah came from Sinai.
他说耶和华从西乃山西乃而来
，and he came with 10,000s of holy ones.
他从万万的圣者中来临
，from his right hand went forth a law of fire.
从他右手为百姓传出烈火的律法
，and then he said, yeah.He loves the people.
然后他说到他疼爱百姓。
All his saints are in his hand. They sit down at his feet, each receiving his words.
众圣徒都在他手中，他们坐在他的脚下，领受他的言语。
So this is Moses' recollection.
这是摩西的回忆。
Now what the law meant to them.
对他们而言，律法该是什么样的意义？
Yeah.God's real idea is on one hand, God gives the fiery law for his people to be good people.
一面来讲，神把烈火的律法赐给他的百姓，好叫他的百姓成为善良的子民。
Yes, and then, but he says, this is because he loves his people.
然后他就说，为什么这样做呢？乃是因为他疼爱他的百姓。
So, the Ten Commandments is a wonderful demonstration of God's truth and grace.
所以我们看见十条诫命实际上表明的乃是神的真理和他的恩典。
Now, when we see this, and when people over the generation see this, they only see the harsh part of the Ten Commandments.
但是历世历代的百姓们，他们所看见的，乃看见律法那个叫人为难的一面。
Now, Lord Jesus came.
然后主耶稣来了。
He put the law in a totally different light.
他把律法放在完全不同的光中，让我们领会。
Now he says this. He says, the law, the in Matthew 22,
在马太二十二章
，somebody asked the Lord.
有人问主耶稣
，What is the first and the greatest commandment?
什么是第一最重要？最大的诫命呢？
The Lord Jesus says,
主耶稣说，
Love the Lord your God with all your mind, all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And also love your neighbors as yourself.
并且爱你的邻舍如同爱你自己。
And this is the first and the greatest commandment.
这乃是第一且是最大的诫命。
So Lord Jesus saw.The Ten Commandments to be love.
所以主耶稣看见那十条诫命，他乃是看见爱。
And he saw that it is us loving God.
他看见十条诫命呢，是让我们来爱主。
Now of course,
爱神。
Of course, in his own word, our Lord's own word, he also says, actually, the Old Testament, the God really loved his people.
我们主耶稣他也这样说，在旧约圣经里面。实际上神是爱他的百姓。
The John chapter 3, verse 14.
约翰福音第三章十四节。
Now, this, before he talks about God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
在他说到神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们之前，
he said in the wilderness,
他说在旷野中，
when Israelites complain,
当以色列百姓抱怨的时候，
and the serpents come to bite them,
有火蛇来咬他们，
and the Lord actually told Moses to build a bronze serpent,
神告诉摩西说你要用铜做一个铜蛇，
and raise it up,
把它挂起来。
Now whoever is willing to look at it,
谁愿意去望那一个铜蛇，
is saved from the serpent,
他就能够从火蛇咬的害蒙拯救。
And Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
when the Son of Man is raised up,
当人子被挂起来，
and this is how we are saved,
这就是我们得救的路。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
in Lord Jesus' eye,
在主耶稣的眼中，
the Ten Commandments, the law is God's love,
十条诫命乃是神的爱，
to us,
对我们而言。
And then he also says, for it is for us to love God,
他也告诉我们说要我们来爱神。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very, very deep thing.
弟兄姊妹们，这可能是很深的事情。
When you think about it,
当我们思想它，
this is basically the first half of the book of Romans talking about.
这就是整个罗马书前一半所讲。
Yeah, before the chapter 8.
在第八章之前。
The Paul was a Pharisee.
我们知道保罗原来是个法利赛人。
He has a painful experience with the law.
他在律法中他有一个很痛苦的经验。
Yet he saw it very, very clearly.
但是他却很清楚地看见。
He says that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. I am fleshly.
他说律法是属灵的，但是我这个人却是属肉体的。
Sold to sin.
所以我已经被卖给罪了。
So the law is spiritual means the law actually, the God sees our heart.
律法是属灵的，它的意义来说，神看见我们的心。
Because God sees our heart.
因着神看见我们的心。
So to fulfill the law is a matter of the spirit.
所以要成全律法乃是灵圣灵的事情。
The problem is that we are of the flesh.
但是我们的问题乃是我们是属肉体的。
So if we want to fulfill the law with our flesh,
如果我们想用肉体来成全律法，
Now out of the Ten Commandments, I'm able to do five.
那么在十条诫命中，若是今天我能遵行五条，
And then tomorrow I try to work on the sixth.
明天我就去试着遵行第六条。
And the next week I try to work on the seventh.
下个礼拜呢，我再去努力第七条。
So this is how the flesh is trying to fulfill the law.
这就是肉体如何努力的想要成全律法。
Paul says it won't work.
保罗告诉我们说这不可能的。
So in Romans chapter 8,
所以罗马书第八章里面，
He says the mind of the flesh is enmity toward God.
他告诉我们说肉体的心思意念乃是与神为敌的。
It does not subject to God, and indeed it cannot.
他不服神也不能服神。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
It is not possible to serve the Lord, to obey the Lord with our own flesh.
用我们自己的肉体想要来服侍并且顺服神是不可能的。
Now Lord Jesus says,
那么主耶稣说，
The law is to love God.
律法乃是要我们爱神。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Here Paul says in the Romans,
保罗在罗马书里这样说，
He says that we thank the Lord because we believe in the Lord Jesus.
感谢神，现在在耶稣基督里我们相信了。
Yes, we believe in Lord Jesus.
我们相信了耶稣基督。
And then God considered us as righteous.
所以神看我们是为义的。
So then we can be reconciled to God.
我们现在在基督里可以与神和好了。
Now 我们 Yes, exactly. We can actually be reconciled. We're not enemy anymore.
我们再不是与神为敌的了。
So, and then Paul says,
然后保罗告诉我们，
we can rejoice in the hope.
我们可以在这盼望中喜乐。
We can even rejoice in tribulation.
我们甚至可以在苦难中我们喜乐。
And we can even rejoice in God.
我们也可以在以神为乐。
So the Lord Jesus actually was pointing out a way.
所以主耶稣实际上向我们指明了那条路。
To fulfill the law is to love God.
关于律法，就是要成全律法，乃是只要爱神就好。
Yeah, that's what Paul says in Romans. We actually have to be to rejoice in the Lord.
所以保罗在罗马书里面告诉我们说，我们应该以神为乐。
We have to see serving the Lord, obeying the Lord, a happy thing.
我们可以看见，我们服侍主，我们顺服主是一件快乐的事。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，that has to be done.
这个必须要完成。
Now if not, then we always see the commandments as something pressed on us.
如果不是这样的话，我们每次看见律法就看见压力。
Martin Luther,
马丁路德
，he was the priest.
他是一个天主教的神父。
Right, when he was a monk.
当他做修道士的时候
，and he was trying to fulfill the law with his flesh.
他用尽他自己肉体的力量来成全律法。
Never worked.
一点都没有功效。
So he wrote an introduction to the book of Romans.
所以他在罗马书的注释的序言里面
，So over there he said this.
在那里他这样说。
He says our problem with the law is this.
他说我们与律法之间的难处是。
We try to do the law.
我们想要遵行律法。
But our heart hates it.
但是我们的心却恨他。
So that's exactly what Paul says.
那就是保罗所说的。
The mind of the flesh is enmity toward God.
我们肉体乃是与神为敌的。
So it is the important thing is by the grace of the Lord, by his salvation, we now become different.
但是重要的事情乃是我们在耶稣基督的里面，借着他的救恩，我们有变成不同的人了。
Yes, and we start to love the Lord.
我们开始爱主了。
We start to love the law even.
我们甚至我们喜爱律法。
When we do something, we do it happily.
当我们遵行一件事情的时候，我们是欢喜快乐的去做它。
We may still make some mistakes.
我们仍然会犯错的。
We may still offend our brother.
我们仍然会得罪弟兄的。
But immediately,
但是立刻
，the Spirit comes.
圣灵来了。
Then you know you're wrong.
我们立刻就知道自己错了。
Yeah, you repent before the Lord.
我们就在主面前悔改。
You say sorry to your brother.
我们向弟兄认错。
You become a happy man again.
我们再成为一个喜乐的人。
You rejoice again.
我们再能够快乐起来。
So this is how to fulfill Ten Commandments.
这是我们如何能够成全那十条律法。
We thank the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢我们的主耶稣。
It is so unusual that he mentioned that to fulfill the law is to love the Lord.
我们主这样讲是不寻常的。我们怎样能够成全那个律法呢？乃是爱我们的神。
The Lord is so unusual.
我们的主是非常不寻常。
The next subject, the next thing we see there.
在约柜里面的第二件物件。
The container that contains the manna.
装玛拿的金冠。
You know, manna, we know that when the Israelites were in the wilderness.
玛拿我们知道，当以色列人在旷野中的时候。
The Lord provided manna for them for 40 years.
神在四十年中间用玛拿来喂养他。
But brothers and sisters, this is grace, of course.
弟兄姊妹们，这是当然是恩典。
But it's more than that.
但是比恩典更多的。
The Lord says this.
主这样说。
This is in the Deuteronomy chapter 7.
在生命记第七章里面这样说。
It says, the Lord give you manna.
主将你所不认把玛拿赐给你。
So that you know,
使你知道
that man does not live by bread alone.
人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord.
乃是靠耶和华口中所出的一切话。
Brothers and sisters, this is truth.
弟兄姊妹们，这岂不是真的吗？
This is the truth.
这是真理。
This is the Lord's truth.
这是主的真理。
Yeah, on one hand, he give you food to eat.
一面他给我们肉身的食物来吃。
On the other hand, he says, eat this, so that you, this is not very tasty.
另外一面他告诉我们说，你吃这个，虽然它并不是很有滋味的。
Yeah, you may not like it very much.
你可能啊不那么喜欢它。
But it is, it tells you this.
但是它会让你明白。
Man live not by bread alone.
人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that comes out from the mouth of the Lord.
乃是靠耶和华口中所出的一切的话。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
So this is God's grace and God's truth.
所以这里我们看见，这乃是神的恩典和神的真理。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
The Lord Jesus says.
主耶稣说。
I am the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮。
You know, anyone who comes to me will not hunger.
人若到我这里来就不再饿。
Now he who believes me will not thirst.
信我的人就不再渴。
Brothers and sisters, this is grace.
这就是恩典。
But Lord Jesus also said.
但是主耶稣也这样说。
My word is the spirit and the life.
我的话就是灵，就是生命。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
It means what I said, you have to listen.
就是告诉我们说，我所说的你必须要听。
What I said is the spirit in there.
我所说的话里面有灵。
The Spirit has to go into you. You have to let Him come in.
你必须要让这个灵，我所说的话进到你里面。
And so that the Holy Spirit can make my word to you real in you.
所以圣灵能够把我所说的话变成在你的里面成为实际。
So this is the truth.
这是真理。
So for our Lord Jesus also.
所以对我们主耶稣自己也是这样。
This the story of manna from His mouth.Is both grace and truth.
这个关于玛拿从他口中所出来的，乃是恩典，也是真理。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Our Lord Jesus is so unusual.
再一次，我们看见我们的主是何等的不寻常。
He says something about the word.
当他讲一些关于神话语的事情。
He said that to keep the word of God.
他告诉我们说如何遵行神的话语。
Yeah.And logos,
那是神的道。
He said, if you love me, you will keep my logos.
他说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的话。
And he also said immediately afterwards, if you don't love me, you will not keep my word.
接下来他立刻说，若是你不爱我，你就不遵行我的道。
Brothers and sisters, two things to know.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们有两件事要知道。
One thing is it is logos.
一件事就是他的那完整的话语道。
It means what the Lord wants to tell us, the things in total.
那他的意思就是说，神要把完全的事情的意义告诉我。
There are things that he in his logos that you like. There are things in his logos you don't like.
在他的道里面，有一些事情是你喜欢的，也有一些事情是你所不喜欢的。
But no matter what, the Lord says.That you ought to keep my logos.
但是不管怎样，主告诉我们说，你要遵行我的道。
Now how do you keep my logos?
我们怎么样遵行主的道呢？
He says, if you love me, you will keep my logos.
他说，若是你爱我，你就必定遵行我的道。
He also said, if you don't love me, you will not listen. You will not keep my logos.
他也说到，若是你不爱我的话，你就不行我的道。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，The Lord is binding these two things together.
主把这两件事情摆在一起。
You cannot say that I want to keep his word, but I don't love him.
我们不能说我们要遵行他的话语，但是我却不爱他。
So he's putting these things together.
所以他把这两件事情摆在一起。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we say we want to read God's word.
许多时候，弟兄姊妹们，我们许愿说我们要读神的话语。
We want to read the Bible.
我们要读圣经。
We want to read the Bible 3 or 4 times a year.
我们要一年读3到4遍。
Now every morning I want to spend 3 hours reading the Bible.
每天早晨我要花3个钟头来读圣经。
You can find many many ways of reading the Bible.
你可以用许多不同的方法来 读圣经。
But Lord Jesus said this.
但是主耶稣却这样说。
If you don't love me,
如果你不爱我，
you will not keep this.
你就不会遵行它。
If you love me,
如果你爱我，
you will keep His word.
你必定遵行他的话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
so real.
这是非常的真实。
Sometimes we, our heart is away from the Lord for some time.
有的时候我们的心有一段时间离开了主。
Perhaps a month.
可能一个月。
Perhaps 2 months.
可能两个月。
Think about it.
我们想一想。
Did the word of God mean anything to you at that time?
在那一段时间，神的话语对你有没有任何的分量呢？有意义呢？
And then think about some other time.
我们在想另外一个事。
We could be so busy.
我们可能非常忙碌。
They drive me to work 16 hours a day.
世界驱使我们一天工作16个小时。
But I love the Lord.
但是我却爱主。
Now I open the Bible.
我打开圣经。
5 minutes.
只有五分钟。
It says something.
他就向我说话。
So, yes, we may have various ways of reading the Bible.
是的，我们有很多不同的方法来读圣经。
But there's one thing.
但是有一件事。
Which is necessary.
是不可少的。
We have to love the Lord. We have to love the Lord.
我们必须要爱我们的主。
And the next subject, Aaron's rod.
另一件物件就是亚伦发过芽的杖。
Yes, Aaron's rod told a very bitter story.
亚伦的发芽的杖说出一个相当苦的一个故事。
Yeah, it is God's rule in the God's discipline.
这乃是讲到神的管制和他的管教。
And yet this Aaron's rod budded.
但是亚伦这个杖却发了芽。
It is staff. It is a rod.
它是一个砍下来的木棍子，一个杖。
It's dead wood.
它是一个死了的木头。
And yet it budded.
但是它却发芽了。
And it brings out flower.
而且它开花了。
It even brings out fruit.
甚至结了熟杏。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
only God can do this.
只有神能这样做。
The rod itself, the discipline is His truth. Is His truth.
这一个杖，它本身神的管教就是真理。
But yet, God makes life out of death, and that's His grace.
但是神却从死亡中带出生命，那是他的恩典。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
about resurrection,
关于复活，
there's nothing in the world that will explain that can explain this.
在世界上没有一件事能够解释这个。
Yes, no explanation, not even touch it.
没有一个能解释的。甚至能摸着这个事情。
But to our Christians,
但是对我们基督徒而言，
it is so real,
却是非常的真实。
The Lord Jesus, God raised him from the dead.
主耶稣，神使他从死里复活。
And by power to declare him Son of God.
借着大能宣告他，表明他是神的儿子。
Thank the Lord, because of that, you and I are saved.
感谢主，因着那个缘故。你和我才蒙拯救。
But not only that.
但不仅如此。
The Lord wants that resurrection power, life, be yours and mine.
神还要那一个复活的生命成为你的，也成为我的。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章。
Is about this Lazarus who was dead.
在那里讲到拉撒路死了。
And then his two sisters.
他的两个姐姐，
and the story between them and the Lord.
在那里我们看见他们和主之间的那个故事。
We know that the Lord Jesus said one thing.
我们知道主耶稣说了一件事。
I am the resurrection and I am the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
He's basically saying this: I am your resurrection, I am your life.
根本上他是说，我就是你的复活，我就是你的生命。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we have no time to go into that.
当我们经过那样的时刻的时候，
we don't
我们没有时间去多讲这些。
That chapter, I think brothers and sisters are quite familiar.
这一段经文我们大家都很熟悉。
I just want to mention three things. You see how what this resurrection is doing.
我要交通关于这个复活所做的事情的三件。
Yeah, doing to Martha and Mary.
坐在马大和玛利亚身上的。
What is physically resurrected was their brother.
那个肉身从死里复活的是他们的兄弟拉撒路。
But in spirit, and it's Mary and Martha that were given a new life.
但是在灵里面，对于马大和玛利亚来讲，他们得着了一个新的生命。
Yes, you know one thing about love.
关于爱的一件事情。
And then one thing about service.
另外关于服侍。
And then the other thing about worship.
还有一件事关于敬拜。
Now, about love.
关于爱。
At the very beginning of the chapter 11.
在十一章一开头的时候说到。
And Martha and Mary sent a person to tell Lord Jesus.
马大玛利亚差人去告诉耶稣。
That Lazarus, whom you love, is sick.
拉撒路就是你所爱的，他生病了。
Then John recorded.
然后约翰记载说。
He said that Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
他记载说，主耶稣爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
Now these two loves are different.
这两个是不一样的。
From the point of view of Martha and Mary at that time,
在那个时候，从马大和玛利亚的眼光来说，
they think the Lord Jesus liked them.
他们认为呢，主耶稣喜欢他们。
And they have an attachment, be their good friend.
他们之间彼此有关系，他们是好朋友。
And so this love is filial.
所以那个爱是人间友情的爱。
And this is how Martha and Mary thought.Their relationship with the Lord.
这是马大和玛利亚他们认为他们和主之间的关系。
But immediately, John, the Apostle John wrote.
但是立刻使徒约翰记载下一句话。
That Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
耶稣素来爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
That is agape.
那个爱乃是神圣的爱。
That is God's love.
那是神的爱。
So.In this story, the first difference that the resurrection make is this. It's from phileo to agape.
所以在这个复活的里面，第一件事所做成的，就是把人间友情的爱变成了神圣的爱。
And then the second thing.
第二件事，
Martha.
马大。
Martha likes to do things.
马大喜欢做事情。
He does a lot of things.
他喜欢做许多的事。
And sometimes his sister was not helping her, she was not happy.
有的时候他的妹妹不帮他，他就不高兴。
And then after this chapter 11,
但是在十一章之后，
there was an occasion she went.
有一次他到一个场合。
And she served.
他仍然在那里做事。
She didn't say a word.
他一句话都没有说。
So it's no murmur anymore.
再没有心中的低估和抱怨。
Our service changed.
他的服事改变了。
And then Mary. And then Mary.
然后我们看见玛利亚。
When the Lord Jesus was tarrying, not arriving there.
当主耶稣迟延不来的时候。
And Lazarus was dead.
拉撒路已经死了。
And then these two sisters told the Lord Jesus.
他的两个姐妹告诉主耶稣，
Lord, if you came earlier, my brother would not have died.
主啊，若是你早到这里，拿撒路就不会死了。
So this is not only Martha, but also Mary.
这不仅是马大的评论，也是玛利亚的怨言。
And I think it's up to us, we'll say the same thing.
我想对我们而言， 我们处在那个光景，也会说同样的话。
But after the Lord raised Lazarus，
但是当主使拉撒路复活以后
，And that day at the the gathering，
那一天在那个筵席中
，Mary just brought his jar of nard，
玛利亚带着一玉瓶的香膏
，broke it and poured it on the Lord，
他把它打碎浇在主的身上
，didn't say a word。
他一句话都没有说。
And then the other disciple says, "What a waste!"
有一些门徒们就埋怨说，何必枉费呢
？The Lord says, "Don't bother her."
主说，你们不要为难她。
She's doing an excellent thing.
她做的是一件美事。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Before this resurrection,
在复活之前。
We see everything with our own eyes, natural eyes.
我们看每一件事情都用肉身的眼光来判断。
We have a reason to complain that Lord, you are too late.
我们有许多的理由来埋怨主说，主啊，你来迟了。
But after the resurrection,
但是当复活之后
，you don't do that anymore.
我们再不这样做。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，the last item，
最后一件
，mercy seat，
就是施恩座。
Mercy seat is grace，
施恩座乃是恩典。
Because mercy is grace，
因为从怜悯中出来的是恩典。
Yeah， but mercy seat always reminds you that God hates sin。
但是施恩座永远提醒我们。神恨恶罪
，and that's truth，
那是真理。
Lord Jesus in John chapter 8，
主耶稣在约翰福音第八章里记载
，there was a woman who was caught in adultery，
有一个妇人在行淫的时候被捉
，and these Pharisees brought her to Jesus，
这些法利赛人把她带到主耶稣面前
，she sinned，
她犯罪了
，adultery。
犯了淫乱的罪。
According to the Moses law，
照着摩西的律法
，she should be stoned to death。
她应该被用石头打死。
What should we do？
我们该怎么办
？The Lord didn't immediately answer。
他们主却没有立刻回答他们。
But then the Lord said，
然后主说
，Whoever is without sin can cast the first stone。
你们中间谁没有罪，谁就可以首先拿石头打他。
Everybody went out。
每一个人都出去了。
And then the woman was standing there.
那个女人站在那里。
The Lord said,
主耶稣说
，Nobody condemn you.
没有人定你的罪吗
？No.
他说没有。
I don't condemn you either.
主说我也不定你的罪。
Go and sin no more.
回去了，只是不要再犯罪。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Three things.
三件事情。
Go.
回去。
Brothers and sisters, that's grace.
这是恩典
，That's mercy。
这是怜悯。
The woman should have been stoned to death。
那一个妇人该被石头打死。
The Lord says go。
主说你回去吧。
That's grace。
那是恩典。
And then the Lord also said。
然后主也说
，Sin no more。
不要再犯罪了。
Brothers and sisters, that's truth。
弟兄姊妹们，那是真理。
But this is not the end of the story。
但是这不是故事的结局。
Who at that time has the right to forgive？Other people's sin.
在那个时刻，有谁有权利来赦免这个妇人的罪
？The woman was a sinner, indeed.
这一个妇人实在是一个犯罪的。
According to the law of the Lord,
照着神的律法来讲
，she should indeed be stoned to death.
她实在应该用石头打死。
Now who is qualified to say that I don't condemn you?
谁有资格能够说我也不定你的罪呢
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，sometime later,
过了一些时候之后。
The Lord Jesus died on the cross.
主耶稣死在十字架上。
For this woman,
为着这一个妇人
，she paid the price of sin.
她为她付了罪的代价。
She died for this woman.
她为这个妇人死。
She died for this Pharisees.
她为那些法利赛人死。
And she died for me.
她也为我死。
And she died for you.
她也为你死。
She paid the price of sin.
她为罪付了代价。
She completed this story.
她把这个故事真正 结束了。
Grace and truth.
这是恩典和真理。
And he paid the price.
他为我们付代价。
That is why he is the mercy seat.
这是为什么他成为我们的施恩座。
So dear brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
When you look at all these things.
当你看这些事情的时候。
You couldn't believe that there could be someone that did this.
我们不可能相信除了耶稣之外还有另外人能够做这些事。
And indeed, he is what God has sent.
真实他乃是神所差来的那。
Now he came.
现在他来了。
So that our sins are forgiven.
所以我们的罪蒙了赦免。
He came.
因着他来。
So that we know what is grace.
所以我们知道什么是恩典。
He came so that we know what is truth.
因着他来，所以我们认识了什么是真理。
This is what he did.
这是他所做成的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Saints over the ages，
在历世历代的圣徒
，They probably don't see this whole thing about the tabernacle.
他们可能没有看见会幕里面的全貌
，But they probably have touched, have seen what this altar means.
可能他们碰见了，也看见了这个祭坛的意义。
They probably have touched.The showbread, what showbread means.
他们可能也看见了，或者也摸到了陈设饼的意义。
And they probably have touched, you know, what the light on the lampstand means.
或许他们看见了，也摸到了那个金灯台发出光的那个意义和实际。
They probably have touched what Ten Commandment was a dreadful thing. Now it's not dreadful anymore.
他们或许也看见，原来十诫是一个可怕的事情。现在他们摸到了，尝到了，它不可怕了。
And now they even love the Ten Commandments.
现在他们甚至喜爱这十条诫命。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Then they gave a testimony.
然后他们就做见证。
And this is what the Bible says.
这就是圣经告诉我们。
What's contained in the Bible?
在圣经里面的内容。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
May the Lord.Give us willingness to experience these things.
愿主给我们一个愿意的心来经历这一切。
That we can also give a testimony.
我们也可以经历了之后来做见证。
There were two disciples John the Baptist.
施洗约翰有两个门徒。
And the first time John the Baptist.Point out to Lord Jesus says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
当施洗约翰第一次指责主耶稣说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Now these two young men went to the Lord Jesus.
这两个年轻人呢，他们就转去跟从主耶稣。他们就去找主耶稣。
And they asked a very strange question.
他们问了一个很奇怪的问题。
Where, Rabbi? Where do you live?
他们说：“拉比，你在哪里住
？”And the Lord Jesus says, "Come."
主耶稣说：“来，你们来看。
”And they stay with him one night.
那一天，他们与主同住了一夜。
The next day, he become different people.
第二天，他们就成为不同的人。
Andrew went to his brother.
安德烈就去找他的哥哥。
We have seen the Messiah.
我们看见了弥赛亚。
So these two people from that point on different.
所以这两个人从那一个点开始。他们成了不同的人。
Lord Jesus indeed was God's tabernacle.
主耶稣实在就是神的帐幕。
It is He who gives grace. It is He who gives God's truth.
只有他能够赐下恩典，也赐下神的真理。
It is He that we all ought to experience.
也只有经过他，我们才能够经历。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for having come to the earth.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，你来到地上。
Lord, our life actually is pretty short on this earth.
主啊，我们在地上的人生是何等的短暂。
We come and then we go.
我们来了，过不久就去了。
But yet, Lord, you came.
但是主啊，你却来到地上。
You met us.
你遇见我们。
You became the meaning of our life.
你成为我们人生的意义。
Lord also,
主啊，并且 God has a will, has a desire to live among His people.
神有一个旨意，有一个愿望，就是住在他百姓中间。
The centuries after centuries, he couldn't find one.
历史一代一代过去，他却找不到这样的居所。
Yet, Lord, we thank you. There are people who love you.
主啊，我们感谢你，仍然有一般人们是爱你的。
They know what your heart is at.
他们知道你心所要的是什么。
And when Lord Jesus came to earth,
所以当我们主耶稣来到地上
，they were so overjoyed.
他们心里何等的欢喜。
Lord, we thank you. We live at this time.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们活在这个时刻。
That Lord Jesus is so real to us.
主耶稣基督对我们来讲是那样的真实。
Lord, we just pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
That you give us grace.
你给我们恩典。
To experience Him.
让我们来经历他。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.